From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, the government plans to grant exemption from the COVID-19 pass system to more people and announce details this week. North Korea says it test-fired two tactical guided missiles the previous day. And presidential candidates from the two major political parties, Lee Jae-myung and Yoon Sung-yeol, will hold their first one-on-one televised debate on January 27th. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Emma Kalka. The government plans to announce a widened scope of people who will be granted an exception from the government's COVID-19 pass system. Senior Health Ministry official Son Yong-rae said in an interview on a radio program that the government announcement is likely to come before the end of the week. He said the Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency is reviewing with experts ways to expand the scope, which has been criticized by some as being too narrow. In the face of criticism over the past system, the government decided not to enforce it at department stores, large discount stores, movie theaters, museums, study rooms, libraries, and cram schools from Tuesday. Currently, people who are granted exceptions from the COVID-19 pass system are those who have recovered from COVID-19, who have delayed or been prohibited from getting their second vaccination after suffering an adverse reaction from the first, or who can't get vaccinated because of a weak immune system or immunosuppressive drugs. Daily new COVID-19 cases climbed back above 4,000 on Tuesday, with the number of cumulative cases surpassing 700,000. The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said on Tuesday that 4,072 new cases were compiled throughout the previous day, raising the total caseload to 700,102. The daily figure rose by over 200 from a day prior and nearly 1,000 from a week ago amid the rapid spread of the Omicron variant. The number of critically ill patients, however, fell by 36 to 543, staying in the 500s for the second straight day. The government will provide financial assistance to students experiencing side effects after COVID-19 vaccination or those suffering anxiety or depression from the prolonged pandemic. Education Minister Yoo Eun-hye on Tuesday announced a COVID-19 support plan for students, which includes a maximum 5 million won in medical fee assistance for students under 18 who show serious side effects within 90 days after vaccination, but did not receive national compensation. Additionally, students at high risk of self-harm or suicidal tendencies can receive up to 6 million won towards treatment for physical and mental diagnoses. North Korea state media said on Tuesday that the country test-fired tactical guided missiles the previous day. The Korean Central News Agency said the missile test was conducted on Monday according to the plans of the Academy of Defense Science and other organizations. A photo of the test carried by ruling Workers' Party mouthpiece Roh Dong-shimun indicates the missiles are likely to be KN-24 short-range ballistic missiles. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un did not attend the latest test. It added that the two tactical guided missiles were launched from the country's west and they precisely hit an island target off the east coast. The military has assessed that North Korea's latest series of missile launches are a direct and serious military threat against South Korea. Defense Ministry spokesperson Boo Seung-chun announced the assessment Tuesday in a briefing, stressing that South Korea is capable of detecting and intercepting North Korean missiles. North Korea has conducted four armed provocations in less than 2 weeks, two of which were tests of what it claims to be a hypersonic missile. Meanwhile, the United Nations called the North's tests increasingly concerning and called for dialogue among the related parties. Presidential candidates from the two major political parties, Lee Jae-myung and Yoon Sung-yeol, will hold their first one-on-one televised debate next week. ruling Democratic Party Representative Park Ju-min, a member of the party's election committee, said Tuesday that the two-hour debate will be broadcast from 10 p.m. on January 27th. The nation's three terrestrial broadcasters, KBS, NBC, and SBS, will jointly host the debate. Last Thursday, the DP and main opposition People Power Party proposed the televised debate to the three broadcasters. DP candidate Lee Jae-myung accepted the broadcaster's proposal for another debate that would include two minor party candidates, An Cho-soo and Shim Sang-jung, after the Lunar New Year holiday, which runs from January 31st to February 2nd. President Moon Jae-in departed for Saudi Arabia on Tuesday after wrapping up his three-day trip to the United Arab Emirates. Moon will make an official trip to the Middle Eastern country at the invitation of Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. It marks the first time in 7 years for a South Korean leader to visit the country. As this year marks the 60th anniversary of the two nations forming diplomatic ties, the two leaders are expected to discuss ways to expand bilateral cooperation from energy and infrastructure to the sectors of health, science, technology, and hydrogen. Meanwhile, Moon held phone talks with Abu Dhabi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan on Monday and discussed defense cooperation between the two nations.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
The government is aiming to soon finalize a supplementary budget meant to provide additional support for small business owners and the self-employed strongly impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. The total sum is expected to reach 14 trillion won, which will include a tax revenue surplus of some 10 trillion won. The extra budget will be fixed at an extraordinary cabinet meeting presided over by Prime Minister Kim Buk-kyung this Friday before it is submitted to the National Assembly next Monday. The novel Kim Ji-young, born 1982 by Cho Nam-ju, was found to be the most sold South Korean literary work abroad for the past 5 years. The Literature Translation Institute of Korea reported the assessment on Tuesday after studying 75% of the sales of 658 South Korean works published abroad between 2016 and 2020. During that time, Kim Ji-young, born 1982, sold more than 300,000 copies abroad after being translated into 10 languages. In particular, it sold more than 200,000 copies in Japan since hitting bookshelves in 2018. Han Kang's The Vegetarian sold more than 160,000 copies after being translated into 13 languages. Almond by Son Wong-pyeong sold over 90,000 copies in Japan, and Jung Yu-jung's The Good Son sold more than 20,000 copies in Brazil. The benchmark Korea Composite Stock Price Index fell 25.86 points, or 0.89%, on Tuesday, closing the day at 2,864.24. The tech-heavy KOSDAQ also fell, losing 13.96 points, or 1.46%, to close at 943.94. On the foreign exchange, the local currency strengthened 2.6 won against the dollar, ending the day at 1,190.1 won. And that's the news from KBS World Radio News Center in Seoul. I'm Emma Kalka.